League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Usual Suspects, one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show as we continue to roll on. And by the way, Nick has been struggling with his short game mightily. He's thinking about changing balls. But he does want the big dog to get out and eat, and he would love to get that driver in his hand and control it. So if you would like to give your recommendations for best spots on a Friday or Saturday night, please offer them up to one Nicholas Sciarra, and he will be our resident critic. I just gave you a golf update on top of best bars in Houston, and also a little plug to get my man
all rolled in one joint. Just threw it all
just
out
like that.
Wow. I like it. It's all good.
There's a lot of euphemisms in there.
Friday night or Saturday night, Nick is the guy. Nick will be the guy at the ping pong table going, who's got next, bitch?
Tearing them up.
You're pretty proud of your ping pong prowess.
I'm not that good, you like that? Honestly.
You don't do the upside down paddle grip, do you?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
He holds I have a feeling he's that guy, and he holds a pistol sideways.
I would
too,
never play sober, too. I just play for fun.
I can't believe you guys just let that alliteration go. That was amazing. Just on the fly, pretty proud of your ping pong prowess, and nothing. I spent all break writing that. All right, can we talk football for a minute? I know Nick wants to.
Dude, we know it's your world.
Can we talk baseball?
We're just living
seriously,
it.
Seriously.
No, you don't want to.
Josh Kapp wants to. He forgot about baseball. He goes, seriously, I understand golf talk is boring, but come on. I mean, football, it's even preseason. What else is there to talk about? Astros?
I don't know.
How about that, Cardinals fan?
Team in the World Series? Ooh.
Still love you, Josh. Don't worry about it. Don't get sensitive now.
I saw this thing on For the Win. It's about the Falcons, and they're doing something a bit different. This year, the Atlanta Falcons are not selling single game tickets. So if you want to go to a Falcons game, this is according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Falcons are mandating fans purchase season tickets and accompanying personal seat license or PSLs that range from $500 to $45,000 per seat to get into that building on top of the cost of admission of $55 to $385 per ticket. There will be no sale of single-game tickets. This has been the Falcons' public stance all along, but it's never seemed more realistic until now. They sold approximately 55,000 of 61,000 available PSLs, and they're confident the final 6,000 will go in the next 8 weeks. So, in other words, like I wanted to check, because you and I were talking about it, and I wanted to see, can you go buy single-game tickets? Is this a norm around football? And it's not. You can still buy a single ticket to go watch the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Texas went on sale today.
Yeah, and I'm on Ticketmaster right now, and I can get a $62 ticket at the very top of Reliant Stadium. Or NRG Stadium, excuse me. But I can go. I don't have to pay a PSL. I don't have to pay $500 for it. And then the cost of the PSL plus the ticket per game. You don't have to do any of that. Which is,
it's free
that
money.
That seems strange to me. And then this thing says that the PSL should make Arthur Blank a cool $250 million.
Free money.
PSLs is the biggest racket ever.
And don't forget they did it here.
Yeah, this is like the cable company, and this is a fact that they do, but this is the cable company charging you a cable box rental fee, which I've never understood. I'm paying you $100, let's say, for cable. But then I've got to rent the cable box to use your service. Well, that pisses me off.
If you especially want it if you're under contract. DVR, and if you want it with the you're going to pay extra for the DVR.
And then there, you know, I remember when HD first came out, let's be real, that was a new thing, and you got charged an HD fee, right? Like, you had to pay. Dude, HD is normal now. Yep. Like, you should be charged if you're still using SD. You know, they should charge you if you don't want HD, but instead, they're able to hang on to that fee. They charge you to rent the cable box. It's all BS. I almost I know.
How many receiver charges, too? Because if you got eight TVs in the house, used to be if you've got cable and you pay your cable bill, just set up the TV, put a coax into the wall and into the back of the TV, you're good. Now, for every, I got DirecTV. For every damn receiver that I need, I'm paying for it.
And they wonder why people are cutting the cord. They wonder why they're losing. There's this flight away from cable to Fire Sticks and Hulu and Netflix. It's because you're gouging the consumer, you dumbasses.
You're about to say the D word.
I know.
I know, but I saw what you did there. You spent a lot of time writing that, too, and I saw that. I saw what you did there.
I didn't write.
Cutting the cord.
Oh.
On cable. That could be a whole marketing campaign.
That was not his intention at all.
Oh, but I liked it anyway.
ISPs are doing the same thing, though. They're charging you $10 a month for the modem and the modem / router, which I think is ridiculous as well, especially if I'm paying you $75 or $60 a month, however much.
For my internet. Now I got to rent. It's
Arthur Blank is the last owner I'd expect to do that. He's like one of my favorite owners in the NFL.
Mine too, just by last name alone.
Well, yeah. But yeah, I mean,
although his security guard, his security guard's a douche. If you remember that on Radio Row,
oh yeah. Do you realize that this whole time I'm reading that and talking about Arthur Blank, it never dawned on me that it's the same last name? I'm such a dumbass. All right, not that that's a surprise to anyone, but when you said it, I was like, what is he talking about?
When you talk about owner personalities,
really, you like him? You're a big fan of Arthur Blank?
I think he's pretty cool old guy.
You a Jerry Jones fan?
Not really.
No. What about my man in Foxborough?
Kraft?
Yeah, Robert Kraft.
I think you kind of have to like him. I think he does well. I mean, I think he's okay.
I respect anyone that can get drunk that much and still run a franchise.
He gets liquored up at every game.
Good for him.
Man, by the fourth quarter, my man is red-cheeked and rolling around. And
he don't care.
Nope.
If I had that kind of money, I wouldn't care either.
Jerry Jones does, and that's why he takes it a next step level, and he starts getting grab ass going once he gets loaded up.
Man, that's hilarious.
If I was Robert Kraft, I would be eating Kraft macaroni and cheese every night. I would be the size of the stadium. I would be so fat from all the Kraft macaroni and cheese.
You're so loaded, you don't want to die early.
Well, I would just pay for liposuction like every 3 months or something.
As opposed to a personal trainer.
Yeah.
No, could make I'm taking
the
healthy.
Easy way. Dude, with that money, I'm taking the easy way out. I'm not going the hard way out where I bet like right now I've got to go run or work out or, you know, diet. No, I'm just eating mac and cheese every day. And then like once a quarter, I'll just go get all the fat sucked out of my body and start over.
I don't care.
I'd eat terrible, but I'd have like a trainer, but I'd still
would
eat
you?
Terrible.
Yeah. I'd have a hot trainer, but it wouldn't be to work out. I'd sit in a lounge chair and watch her do yoga.
Old Barry, I could see Old Barry. He would have that what used to be the fad that was supposedly gonna tighten up your stomach, where you kind of lean back on that big cloth rubber band and then it vibrates like crazy. I could see Barry going, "Oh, honey, come here! My abs are getting tighter."
Isn't that crazy? People fell for that thing back in the day.
They sure did.
Yeah. And I have one of those. What do they call it? It sends the electric pulses. Like you go to rehab and they put them on your muscles.
Absolutely, I
bought one
of
those, but it was for my back and neck. But then you see where they're like, put this on your abs and get an ab workout. No, it doesn't work like that. Mm-mm. That's not how you work out abs. First of all, putting that on your stomach isn't going to show your abs. Everyone has abs.
Right.
The difference is you're either a fat ass or you're not. So people can or cannot see your abs. Everyone has abs. That's what I never understood.
You're talking about the electric stim machine.
Yeah. I have one of those, but that's for my neck and my back when I had back
those
issues.
Those things are serious, too.
Boy, you
when
crank
you
it up.
That thing up a little bit.
I did that to my wife. I put it on there. She freaked out. Took off running. Like tore it off. Just shot across the house. It was hilarious. I like cranked it up too high. I wasn't paying attention. But it'll get you. It hurts.
And like obviously when you have a trained technician put them where they're supposed to be put, and then they jack it up, and it really literally contracts your muscles. Like you have no control over it, and all of a sudden your leg's like, you're like, oh, baby, I can feel that. And then you put it on. Never mind. Go ahead. Especially when you're at home.
Put it on what?
Hey, hello.
What are you doing
with
it? What's
the charge in your sex life?
Brandon said, guys, get rid of your cable. Let me install DirecTV for you. Free install, about $65 a month. Brandon, 15 years experience.
Don't do it.
I have DirecTV. I've been a DirecTV customer for like 20-some-odd years. The nickel and dime charges annoy the hell out of me as much as a thunderstorm during a football game. See what I did there?
See, yeah. AT&T still charges $10 for HD. Check your bill. Yeah, that's what I said. I know. AT&T.
For cable? Or for
UVerse. I still get charged an HD fee. That was part of the whole rant. Like, why am I still paying for an HD fee? That's ridiculous. Everything is an HD. I promise you, I'm looking at just moving completely away from cable.
I might 4K.
I might get keep the internet. Obviously, you got to have internet somehow. But man, I have a feeling you could, like when we were talking to Haas yesterday, he was saying, man, he doesn't need cable anymore. There's things out there you can do. You know, you can get Netflix and Hulu and all these things, and it's still cheaper.
Sling TV, there's all these like
Fire Sticks,
monthly,
all that.
Monthly, non-committal that. Type of.
I'm telling you, U-verse, it's coming. It's coming. Get
Mark
ready.
Mark Wahlberg, though, does said he completely agrees with you. All you need is food, water, and the internet.
That's true. Does Barry know that Robert Kraft is not Kraft Foods? Is that I thought it was.
It's Gillette, for sure.
Yeah, but I thought it was Kraft Foods as well. Is that not the case?
You dumbass. I don't know.
I just assumed since his last name was Kraft.
I liked how he called you a dumbass.
We'll look it up in the break and we'll get you the proper information.
Actually, we won't because I don't care, but still. I just assumed.
He's the chairman and executive officer of the Kraft Group. So I don't know if that means Kraft like his company or...
Find out the ownership group behind Kraft Foods.
Oh.
Based on that O, I'm pretty sure that the listener was right.
Kraft has announced that it would merge with Heinz. Oh, well, that's just merging. And Berkshire Hathaway to form the fifth largest food company. Okay. We'll find out.
The Steelers now own Kraft Foods. We'll be back with a whole lot more of the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No animal cruelty here as we continue with the show. We love animals of all.
We do.
And
we
by the
definitely
way, it is
do.
A blue day today. Hey. Barry noticed it in the hallway. I'm just talking about just the three representatives of the usual suspects. We all have a blue theme going today, but then you had to kill it by saying, if I say his name, he's coming in here.
Yeah, don't. Okay. But I passed
there's
him in the
guy.
Hall.
Yeah, there's another guy.
I passed him in the hall, and all we did was we just looked at each other for a second. And then I was just like, well, this is creepy. Like, we're almost wearing the same exact shirt. And,
I thought you guys got the memo I sent out. Blue, it's a blue Thursday, and everybody has to wear blue shirts.
Producer T. Scott has on a blue shirt. Rahizi, everybody. It's strange. It's like we planned it. And it's all like almost the same shade of blue, except yours. Yours is a little darker.
Yep.
But I like to see that we're color coordinated around here. That's great. Yep, you got to coordinate.
Got blue
shake
shoes.
Weight. Yeah, I do. I have on my navy shoes. Joel's got on his Jordans.
New Jordans.
Those are the MotoGP or whatever the hell they're called. Mm-hmm. Colorway. Mm-hmm. Shake weight P90X, now CrossFit. I'm so tired of all these exercise ideas. Just get in the weight room and run.
That shake weight thing was hilarious. I forget what team, but they actually... Because their training staff was always looking at all the new and inventive stuff. But one professional team actually came in one day and they all had shake weights.
That's awesome. That is great. A couple of folks on Twitter giving us advice. Lance Ford said, you can buy your own modem and boxes and save the rental charges.
I do that. That's what I do. I did that because
bought your own cable boxes?
Really?
Yeah. It was either pay $11 a month for the box that they provide you. Or you pay $70 once or $50, $60 once.
On like eBay or what?
I went to Walmart and got mine, honestly.
You can get a cable box from Walmart?
And they're compatible with whatever cable company you have?
For some reason, when I went to Best Buy and Fry's the day I started looking for them, they were all $100. I'm like, I know I bought one before for $50. So I went to Walmart and they had one for like $60 and it works just as good.
Wait a minute. So I can get U-verse and everything that like the DVR and
no,
all that.
No, you still have to get the service activated.
No, I know. But yeah. I'm saying like, because so I have my DVRs in my master bedroom. That's where the main box is that records everything. But all the other U-verse receivers can pull from that DVR so I can watch it in the living room. I can watch whatever's recorded on the DVR box in the bedroom. And I can do that with these...
I don't know if you can do that. That's a good question.
Ah,
I don't know
see?
If you can do that.
Aha! But you can get all the channels. with no problem.
I think
right?
we're mixing things though, because the modem, the internet. You're talking about the.
I'm talking about the cable box.
Oh, the cable box. Yeah,
this guy said go buy a cable box. Yes, modems. I know. Oh, I could buy my own modem.
When he said cable box, I assumed he was talking about the internet.
No, my bad. Buy your own modem and boxes and save the rental charges.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about the internet. He's not talking about the cable version. He's talking about for those.
Lance Ford, tweet me again. Are you talking about the cable boxes?
I think Barry's right.
Yeah, I think he's talking about both because he said modem and boxes, which is two different things.
Yeah.
I didn't know you can buy the cable boxes that actually provide the DVR, the channels and stuff. Right. I didn't know you can buy that.
Apparently
that's
you can.
New to me too.
Well, for DirecTV, you can buy the box with the DVR included, but again, that's an extra upcharge.
I'm sure we'll get hit up with texts and tweets for clarification.
Lee said, get Apple TV and a friend's DirecTV password, and you'll be set.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it takes is get a friend's Netflix.
A lot of
Netflix.
People have told me Apple TV is
But how do you ask your friend that? Like, how do you
easily.
Do that? Like, my friend offered me his Netflix password. I'm like, I was right on it. Like,
Nick,
yeah, sure,
I'm
of course.
Hypothetically, of course. Hey, Nick, can I get your DirecTV password? That's how you ask.
See? I work for AT&T. It's cheaper to get your own modem. Yeah, I know. I need to get one. You can't get receivers, though. Well, there you go.
I'm not going to go on a Barry-sized rant here.
Okay.
But two of the biggest definitive monopolies that I can think of. One, DirecTV is still the only way that you can get NFL Sunday ticket.
Yep.
So I have to stick with DirecTV. And that is the biggest screw job in the world when it comes to, like I said, bad weather and some of this other stuff that I'm dealing with that, coincidentally, the DirecTV guy is coming back for the third time in a week and a half tonight because my modem is somehow not interfacing right with the DirecTV boxes, which are DirecTV boxes, so I can't get the internet through DirecTV so I can do on-demand and all that other stuff, and it's been going in and out, and that's a problem, which brings me to my second issue. In Sugar Land, they have restrictions that will not allow DirecTV to provide and AT&T to provide your internet service.
Correct.
So you are forced to do either Xfinity or Suddenlink or something.
That's
like
how
that.
It is at my parents' house too. You cannot get AT&T. You cannot get
what?
Uber.
Yeah. So I used to bundle, and when I was in Midtown, I would bundle my internet.
Move. What a stupid place to live.
I would bundle my internet with my DirecTV.
Yeah.
And my phone, and everything was straight. And then I come out here, and they go, oh, no, the city of Sugar Land did not reach an agreement with AT&T, and yep. therefore they're not allowed to provide any internet. I'm like, what is that BS? So you're forcing me to go to an internet company that I would never otherwise use, and then the internet's not interfacing with my DirecTV. Yeah. It's a complete screw job.
It's just been Comcast and slash Xfinity has been had that area
on
lock for a
yeah.
while.
I'm going to need all these companies to get their bleep together.
Yeah.
It's really aggravating. And I know, yes, you can buy your own modem, but apparently, according to the person that texted us saying, I install U-verse all day, no, you can't get your own cable box. That's not true.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
What about the term legally? Where did that roll into it?
What was it back in the day? They used to use scramblers back in the day, wasn't it? Or unscramblers or scramblers?
Yes.
What were they called? Scramblers?
You could buy a de-scrambler.
Just asking for a friend.
How many scramblers did you own in your life?
None, sir.
Yes. I'll tell you this.
I never stole a scrambler.
I question that.
I had the guy that every so often would give me the illegal card.
Oh, really?
Oh, the illegal access card was gold.
He would come by the house?
Gold.
That's awesome.
I'd meet him somewhere at an undisclosed location.
What? How do you run across the
people
like this? Yeah, how do you meet a seedy guy?
You forgot my past life of where I used to interact
with. I could see that through the rockets.
No?
Oh, yeah. I didn't say that.
Okay. So it'd be like, hey, if you can get me some tickets, I'll get you this cable card.
Nothing to do with that. It was more kind of a straight barter,
introduce you to one of the power dancers.
No.
If you hook me up with one of these cards.
Jeez. I'm not people that are still. Now, okay. So what I'm saying is that it used to be easier to manipulate the system than it is now in certain ways, but the internet has made it easier and legal.
Legal. No, it's not legal.
It's not legal.
To steal.
It's certainly
it's not
illegal.
Legal to steal. No,
for sure.
Absolutely
I'm
not
steal. I'm saying like
anything that gives
TV,
you access to
is
that
Apple
is illegal.
TV stealing?
No. Unless you jailbreak it. If you jailbreak it, then yes.
Then it's illegal. It's just like having Kodi isn't illegal, but using the services that are stealing feeds is.
Okay.
Why you look so disappointed, Joel?
Oh, I'm not.
Joseph's worried
he's been,
now.
He's been doing some illegal stuff at the house.
No, not since I got
I don't know
married.
If I can
legal,
hang out with
illegal BitTorrents and downloading good. Going down at the Joel Blank house.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Joel's that guy that's got the fake folder on his computer. You know what I mean? And it says something like taxes, and then you open it up, and it says like 2016. That's how he hides his porn. Is all the folders or stuff that like Lisa wouldn't want to look like. He'll have like shoe inventory. And she's like, I'm never looking in the shoe inventory folder. And then inside of that, it'll be like Jordan's. But inside of that, it's like different porn categories. Oh, yeah, he's smart.
Why this isn't true is because you constantly call me the Barry Warner of technology. So therefore, you know,
that's true.
I have never thought of anything
that is
like
so
that.
True.
But that is something that an IT guy I've seen before.
There's a lot of dudes out there that have the fake folders, whether it's just bookmarks or it's just like something on the hard drive that just says something like tools. It's something your wife would never look at. We've all done that. We all have that. Not anymore because it's all on Pornhub. You don't have to download it. But back in the day when it was message boards and you had to download the porn by like torrent or whatever, yeah, you had those folders.
And the picture would download in portions.
I didn't because I didn't know what you just said there.
I know. There are tons of dudes
message
out there. I guarantee you.
I'm not following that part.
You're like the grandfather of the show when it comes to technology. Definitely. You're grandpappy.
It's getting past my bedtime. We might want to get a break because my diaper's full, so we'll be back in a few minutes. All right, we'll be back with more of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
1, 2, 3, go.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Joel, and a shell of the man that used to be Nick Sciarra. Back here on The Usual Suspects at the halfway point as we continue to roll on. I'm just all screwed up.
Yeah, I feel like you were about to make some great transition and he just interrupted it.
You feel right.
I feel like, are you not going to play it?
I'm going through right now.
I
was going through the Twitter timeline.
Yeah.
And Rick Astley actually tweeted to the world, 30 years ago today, I said I was never going to give you up, and I'm a man of my word. Rick.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. I liked it.
How do you think he feels about becoming a punchline, basically? That's what he is now. I mean, he's a punchline. Like, you don't even use his full name. It's called, more people know about getting Rickrolled than they know who he is.
But at the same time, he's still getting royalty checks. I don't think he was a one-hit wonder, but I can't name any other songs. But dude's still getting, I'm sure he's still getting paid. Songs still getting played.
From where?
Karaoke night.
From a digital standpoint, maybe, yeah. Like on Spotify.
I was
going to
say, with all the memes
iTunes
and stuff.
And
okay, maybe so. I don't know that he's making that much off of it.
I'm not saying that much, but he's making money.
I bet you Cyndi Lauper is still making money off that cheesy hit, too. What was her big hit? It was just one hit.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Yeah. I bet you
she had more than one hit.
Bop?
Yeah, she had a bunch of hits.
True Colors?
Well, True Colors?
But my point is the fact that it's super old, I bet you people are still...
Oh, well, yeah, but not to the degree, like, now, like, kids today don't listen to that stuff. Like, guys like us would probably, you know... Hey, I haven't heard Rick Astley in a while. Well, you might do that, Nick. I wouldn't do that, but...
I mean, it's the only reason why I said it, because there's so many times that you see, like, in, like, what?
He went right by that.
I know what he was doing. I'm just saying that if you go to Spotify right now, and I bet you if you look this song up, you'd be surprised how many streams, downloads, listens.
Does it show the numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll look it up. Yeah. Craig B., said that I may not have a choice, that pretty sure UVerse is fixing to be obsolete, which, by the way, you can know that Craig B. is from Texas because he said fixing to be obsolete. Us Texans folks say fixing to be.
I might could get DirecTV.
Yeah, I'm fixing to get DirecTV. That's what we say. But fixing to be obsolete, so you'll have to go with DirecTV or Xfinity if you don't cut the cord. Chances are, unless they come up and ask me to be a sponsor, I mean, not a sponsor, but a spokesperson, or they choose to, you know, hire me, I'm not going with DirecTV or Xfinity. Not happening.
92 million plays for Never Gonna Give You Up.
92 mil.
So his other song is Together Forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
12 million on that.
Yeah.
How to go, Barry?
Angels on My Side. Only
no
2 clue. Million.
No idea. So I don't no idea. Yeah. Nope.
But the first two.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's a two-hit wonder.
I guess.
Yeah. I'm not going with DirecTV.
Dude, but I'm talking
TV
about the royalty checks. I'm not even kidding. Lisa was in a movie.
Okay.
That, where she played...
say it, a news anchor.
I'm trying to think of the name of the movie right now. But she and another one of her co-anchors were in a movie as reporters and anchors.
Well, this is when she was in L.A.?
In L.A., yeah. Yep. And still gets checks in the mail, residuals.
Thousands
every time
upon
it plays.
Thousands of
I've
dollars.
I've never seen some checks for like 6 cents.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a couple dollars here and there. But again, she's... I mean, look, it was a bit part... But look, she's still collecting on it.
I know comedians that have, like, you know, CDs and stuff or jokes on, like, Spotify and stuff like that. And they'll talk about getting a check for, like, 47 cents. That would just be like, hell, thank goodness for direct deposit, because it would spend more in gas going down to the bank to put it in the...
I think Sean said the same thing, because he was in the Benchwarmers.
He was in the Adam yeah. Sandler movie.
Yeah.
I don't which Adam Sandler was he? Because I don't know that. I know he was in the Benchwarmers movie for sure.
That's what it is.
Yeah, Sandler's put him in at least one, if not more.
Okay.
So he gets a royalty check from that?
Yeah, he's mentioned that before. He's mentioned that it's not that big.
Yeah, you don't get that. It probably takes more to cut the print and process the check.
And you would think it might have been decent just because he was in the NFL. He's, you know, got some name recognition for sure. So, yeah.
Dude, people know who he is. I mean, he spent a long time on ESPN.
Yeah.
And so. People still look forward, like, people still refer to the epic battles that he had with John Clayton that everybody thought was real and they hated each other, because he's actually had to have John Clayton on to clear it up.
Clarence texted the show and said, from Clarence, Barry has guys sit right now driving around with their wives in the car looking at the radio going, shut up, Barry, because I was talking about the porn folders, the hidden folders. I'm telling you, if the ladies ever got smart. Now, this, I don't know that it's the case. If you're still out there downloading porn pictures and saving them, you're a dumbass.
You're like, 80 years old.
Yeah, you're 80 and you're just stuck in your ways because it's all out there and not going away. You don't just bookmark it. What it should be now is your bookmark folder. It used to be actual folders where you would like log on via AOL and go to the like news. What was it? Like you would get a news reader and then you would log into these news groups and everyone would be posting porn videos in the news groups and you would have to download them.
See, I don't remember.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Barry.
You are such a liar.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't.
Hold on. I know.
I would totally admit.
I know Joel doesn't know.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Joel was the guy that would still go to the bookstore and go into that one room. It was just, to the movie rental place and go into the run with
would
the red
you?
Door.
Are you that guy?
Oh, yeah, he totally was.
You're going to believe what he says?
Totally, Joel.
You watch porn on DVDs?
Okay,
seriously,
well,
you're going to believe what
on.
He says.
If you didn't download it and you didn't go to the movies and get it, how are you getting your porn? And if you sit here and tell me that you didn't look at porn or you don't, you're a damn lie. So I mean, how are you getting it?
I don't want to reveal my source.
But it is kind of true, because I bet you a lot of older guys, when they watch it on DVD, it's not because they don't know how to use it from a digital standpoint. It's because they don't know how to get rid of it or hide it.
That's right. Part of it.
So they're like,
that's right.
Something tangible they can just destroy and throw away.
Cinemax doesn't count. Okay. Oh, Watching Busty Cops 3 when you keep
watching it on Stars.
You missed a portion of what I told you.
Joel is the quintessential last channel dude. You know what I mean? Like, he's laying in bed and he's got Busty Cops 3 on Cinemax on the TV with Lisa's over there snoring next to him. He made sure to put it on ESPN first and then switch to the Cinemax Busty Cops 3. That way, if Lisa like starts to move, like if she rolls over, he just hits last channel. He's like, hey, I'm just watching the game. Just watching this swimming match. Is that not true, Joe?
It is not true.
Okay,
Barry.
You're not brave, huh? You don't do that
I
while she's in bed.
I told you how I was accessing what I needed to access.
Your scrambled card?
No, and you do well, not have enough information when it comes to knowing your provider and what they provide.
I know that they
dude,
have.
You were like connecting with some porn group on AOL or something. I don't know what were you doing.
Dude, you're doing like secret threesomes of the spring area or something.
No, there was the.
It was like a porn community.
You know what it was, Nick? It was FarmersOnly.com before FarmersOnly.com.
No, it's called newsrooms. They were called news.
Is that what you called it?
It was no, you used like a newsreader, but it was basically just like a message board, okay? But you would log in with this newsreader, and people would be like, here's a porn video that I have that I uploaded. And then you would log in with your newsreader, and you would click on it, and then you would have to wait forever because it was dial-up. It was like a 28.8 modem, which back then was badass. You were like, yeah, suck it, 14.4s. I'm on a 28.8 baud modem.
Get it in 30 minutes instead of an hour?
Yeah, exactly. It would take 2 hours instead of four to download. And yeah, but then you had to save all that. I know I'm not crazy. I know there's people out there that use the newsreaders, not just me.
You're just the only one in this room that's used the newsreaders.
Yeah, because I'm the only one in this room that can function with technology or I'm old enough to have been around for it. You're five and he's 85. I don't know. I mean, I don't technology-wise. Don't be mad at me.
Glad you cleared that up technology-wise. By the way, the movie that Lisa was in was called The Surrogates.
Okay.
And it actually starred Bruce Willis. So it does get run every now and then.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Surrogates. I was in Selena.
Really?
Yeah. You guys didn't know that? I didn't tell you I was in Selena?
No.
That's a fabrication?
No, that's 1,000% true, as you would say.
Really?
1,000%.
I was 100% true. But
No.
100% true.
Nope. But. I was a SWAT team member at the end, right after she kills Selena. She's sitting in the car, and it's raining. And by the way, that's fake rain. If you don't know what I learned how they make it rain on a movie. What?
My whole experience.
I know. Now you can't.
Now I'm leaving.
What was the name of the lady that killed Selena? What was her name?
Like we would know that off the top of our head.
And this lady looked just like her. I'm going to look it up. But anyways, she's in the car.
The lady that managed the fan club thingy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Where is it? Yolanda Saldivar. That's what it is. Yolanda Saldivar. And this actress looks exactly like her. In fact, she was getting death threats because they thought it was her. Like people hated this chick and she's just an actress. But, the scene where she's sitting in the car after she's killed Selena and it's raining and the SWAT team comes in, you can see my butt. That's true. It runs by the screen real quick. That's my butt.
It's clothed.
It's my butt. Yeah, it's clothed. I'm a SWAT team member. What am I, a naked SWAT team member?
Don't know. After this freaking news feed.
You need
stuff.
A gun? No. I'll just go in there, pants down. I don't need a gun.
After this
I'm all
news
right.
feed conspiracy. The news you readers? Never know.
Hey, man, it's not my fault I was ahead of the game downloading porn the
I
right way.
Breaking news, honey.
Yeah, Selena. There's like two different things where you see me, but it's just an extra. I was just an extra. I had an agent. I used to be with Quaid Talent. In town, Randy Quaid and Dennis Quaid's mom has a talent agency. Well, she used to. And I used to be on or with them. And one day she calls me and she's like, hey, I've got an audition for you. Well, so I got the Selena thing through them. But then she calls me one day. She's like, I have an audition for you for a commercial. You should go down and audition. And I was like, okay. So go down. And I don't have any idea what it's about. And I show up. And they're like, okay, so... What we're doing here is this is about this new thing called, it's like a Frappuccino. This was stuff that was coming out, like cold coffee. What is it? Is that the cold coffee, the Frappuccino?
Yeah.
The iced coffee?
Correct.
So this was a new thing. So it was like, they were like, this is an iced coffee. You're Juan Valdez's brother. And I was like, do I look Mexican? I mean, do I look Colombian? Do I look
you sound black.
Juan Valdez's brother? And so I did it, and they were like, well, you were great. You're hilarious, but this just isn't going to work. You look Jewish. I was like, what?
They
don't look the part. You look like as if his Jewish nephew or something. And that was it. That was it. And then Quay Talent dropped me after that. No, I'm just kidding. They didn't drop me. I just stopped using them. Yeah, so that was my foray into movies and commercials. Those two things.
I've been on Oprah. He's been in a movie.
Yeah, what you got?
What do you got?
Never been on either.
Oh,
never
I did a Journeys a commercial too. I forgot about that.
Did
when
you
I
really?
Worked, when I worked at Journeys in high school at 16, they came in to film
a
spot.
Few commercials.
And I did a Journeys commercial back.
Yeah,
in
I've
the
done
day.
A few commercials, and then
yeah,
Oprah's the I was big supposed thing. To be in Major League, but I decided to graduate on time, which was the biggest mistake of my life.
Stupid.
Like half of my college team are in the movie, the original Major League, because it was little known fact. It's more known now. Which is why Bob Uecker, in part, was the announcer for that movie. The entire first Major League was filmed, for the most part, in County Stadium and in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So while during our season, Like, they called our sports information department and sent all of our headshots in, and we all got calls. The ones that they wanted, we all got calls to go audition. We went through auditions. We did all this, and then they started picking guys. Yeah, I enrolled in summer school.
Dumbass. You missed your shot. You could have hung out with Euchre.
Every time I see that movie, I'm like, well, there's our third baseman. There's our catcher. They're all in the movie.
You blew it, kid.
I did.
You blew it. Now you're stuck here doing radio with me and Nick.
I'd be throwing heat like Tony Sipp.
Could have been in Hollywood with Johnny Depp. Instead, nope.
Nope.
You're here with us.
Now I'm here. What a downer. Let's continue. We'll be back with more of The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back with more of The Usual Suspects. Almost two in the books, one to go. Plenty more show. If you want to see footage, by the way, of CP3 and James Harden playing pickup ball with Trevor Ariza and Bobby Brown at, I believe, UCLA in the back gym yesterday, and see them both schooling some people, give it a look on ESPN975.com as that is up.
Sweet. Got some text in. Hidden porn folder is super true. Them 8th Street Latina videos definitely weren't Windows Cross SX.CFG. Only the real players know that. That's right. See? I'm not making this up, guys. This is all facts. Rick is still touring. Rick Astley.
What?
Rick Astley, that is. He just had a new album. I know this because I had to go to the concert with my mom. Plenty of cougars around, though. That was from your friendly neighborhood beer salesman.
Yeah, the Spotify profile pic had like an updated profile pic of him. So I was thinking,
does he look the same or is he old?
No, it looks, well, I mean, he looks older, but you can't see the age because the way they, you know how profile pics work.
Yeah. I'm a tech for AT&T and UVerse will not become obsolete, guys. Some apartments don't allow additions on the premises. So still need UVerse for those customers. Okay. I feel like Joel works out to Rick Astley.
You guys are the guys that have the playlist with Katy Perry and all that. There's no way. The only reason I mentioned it because I came across the tweet.
Listen, man, you go running to roar and not set a personal best. I challenge you.
That's easy. Joel, that song sucks.
Joel used to skim the porn mags at the gas station. I believe that.
Damn right. Then they put them in cellophane. Pissed me off.
Yeah, bastards. Everyone has that folder with the ex's photos. Ooh.
No.
I'm not risking that.
Nope.
You doing that?
Doing what?
A folder with all the ex's photos in it.
No.
No. You're brave,
sir. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Why risk that one?
Frank and Lay Jackson said that's totally him. Last channel guy. Like I was saying, you do.
Oh.
A lot of dudes do that. Isn't that why the last channel button was created? It's the same reason like incognito mode in Google Chrome, the web browser, was created, right? So you don't save the porn history?
Yeah.
Same thing, last channel. The problem is you don't want to have a remote where the button is stuck. You hit it twice on accident. Then it goes ESPN and then back to Busty Cops 3. And you're like, I
don't. Or if you double click it, like previous channel twice. Yeah. Oh, man.
Boom, boom. And you're like,
Before they updated the technology, when you turned the TV off, when you turned it back on in the morning, the last channel would still work.
Oh, wow. Someone's gotten busted.
Put the Today Show on. Whoa! Hey!
Yeah. Come on, Barry. Where's your bro code? You're giving away all of our porn secrets. Dude, I don't think that many chicks are listening. I don't think this is, I don't think we have a big.
And honestly, if you're going to get caught, they know.
I don't think we have a huge female following. I know we got some female listeners
out
there.
I'm talking about once you're in the relationship, they know. Shout out to
Lauren Pope and Crystal. Yeah. Everyone's been caught, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Joel makes that face like, no, not me, never.
I'm like sitting here listening and nodding, and I've made the face.
I feel like you're lying, though.
What are you talking? Okay.
I feel like you don't want to say it because you have an image to uphold, which I totally respect.
I don't. Okay, I've already admitted quite a bit, but at the same time, I understand that we all act like family here, and I don't think that I'm laying on a couch anytime soon to report these things to someone with a medical history or experience, so I'm good.
Somebody said all the X's go on an SD card, something removable. Wow, you guys are diabolical.
Why would you do that? Why would y'all do that?
You guys are diabolical.
That's a bit much.
I have a feeling Nick has never watched porn or been laid. Sir, you are wrong on both accounts.
That's a lie.
He has watched a ton of porn.
And he's hopeful by the end of the year that the other one will come to fruition as well.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about the getting laid part, but he has definitely watched a ton of porn.
I like how he said that, though. I don't, you know, give me credit for not watching porn. I'm okay with that.
Right? Like, yeah. All okay. Right. Did you see this article about the NFL over-unders?
I did not.
Okay, so I'm going to see what your opinions are on this. Nick, you ready?
Talk some football.
Yeah.
Let's talk some football. So this is on For the Win, and it says it's the over-under for each team's totals. We're not going to run through every one. If you're out there and you want to tweet at me and find out what your team's over-under was, just hit me up at Barry is Funny. I'll send it to you. We'll start off at the top with everyone saying, you know, the undefeated 19-0 is possible. New England Patriots at 12.5 wins. You taking the over or the under?
I'm going to go over.
Wow, you hesitated way too long.
Well, they're not going undefeated, but I can see them. You know what? I think they're right at 12.
I think it's a perfect number to set it at is 12.
I think they're at 12.
I'm going over for sure, but I think it's a good number to set it at.
Okay. All right.
Well, where are you going?
Oh, over for sure. Easy.
Really?
Yeah, they'll probably win 14 games. I ran through their schedule yesterday. I ran through their schedule. Their toughest game is the Falcons in New England. Yeah, I'll take the over for sure, 14.
They're still going to be bitter about PSLs.
Right. Houston Texans. Do you want to do that one last? Let's do that one last. We'll do the whole division last. How about that? Let's move to the Oakland Raiders. 10 wins is the over-under.
Over.
Taking the over for sure. Okay, Denver Broncos at 8.5. Surprisingly low for me, but
I think they're going to struggle this year. I really do. I would say right around. I would say I'll go over, but maybe just by one game.
The Chargers are at 7.5 wins. That seems high to me.
I don't think so. I think because we've talked about this before. I think they lost four or even five games last year that they had won that they blew. I think they could easily be 8-8.
Okay, so you're taking the over, Nick. Chargers 7.5
going under. They can't stay healthy. Rivers is a that's not a guaranteed situation as much as I like Rivers.
Okay.
But I think that's under for sure.
All right. The Cowboys are at 9.5 wins. Over or under?
How many wins did they have with Dak?
They won big last year. Yeah. They were like 14-2 last year, weren't
they?
Yeah. I'm going to say over, but not by much.
Okay.
I'm going to say over.
Yeah, I am taking the over, but not by much either. I was going to say maybe like 10.
I'm right there with you.
I think that they're going to struggle a bit this year.
I would agree with that.
All right. Green Bay Packers, 10. Over or under?
Over.
Like, he hesitates on the Patriots, the defending Super Bowl champs with Tom Brady. But when the Packers get 10, I'll be asking. I could have said 42. He would have over. I'm gonna take the over.
Be stretching it just a touch, but I'm gonna
more
go
like 40. Yeah. All right, what do you got, Nick?
I'll go over on that.
I'm gonna go under. Not even because
now
I believe
they should
it.
See my face.
Not even because I believe it. Just to piss Joel off, I'm going under. We'll do this one for Clarence. The New Orleans Saints have 8. Is their over under? What you got?
They also lost some tough games last year. It all comes down to their defense. But I will say over.
Okay. You think that...
I think they can win 9 games.
Okay. Nick?
I'm going to go under. Yep. I think they'll struggle.
I'm taking the under as well. Carolina Panthers at 8.5.
Wow. Again, I want to say they're going to bounce back.
Yeah.
But we've talked about that division. Okay, I'll go over because I said that division's going to make it tougher for Atlanta.
Okay.
Nick? I'm going to go under. I don't think Cam Newton's a good leader.
I will take the bounce back with the Panthers and go over as well. Atlanta Falcons, 9.5.
I'm going under.
Okay.
What was it, 9.5?
9.5.
No, I'm going over.
Yeah, I'm taking the over on that for sure. Seattle at 10.5.
Please let me be right. Under.
Okay.
Over for Seattle.
Definitely over. Eddie Lacy.
How good they are.
They've added on defense. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take Seattle 10.5. I'll take the over as well. Okay. AFC South. Let me scroll back up here. We'll start with the Jacksonville Jaguars at 6 wins. Over or under? We got to go to break.
They still got Bortles as a quarterback, so I'm going to go under.
All right, under at 6 wins. What you got?
I'll go over.
Over. I'll take the under on 6 wins. Indianapolis Colts 9 wins, over under.
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 Yeah, I'll take the under on that as well. Actually,
it's not high on them.
Luck is still not practicing and they put him on the PUP list.
At 9 wins, I'll take 9 wins.
Like, I think that's what they'll win is 9.
Is it 9.5 or 9?
No, it's 9 for some reason. So, then, so I'll take 9. Tennessee, 8.5. Over or under?
Over.
What you got? Over or under? Tennessee, 8.5.
Under.
Under?
Under.
Okay, I'll take the over on that. And Houston Texans, 8.5 wins, baby. Once again, 8.5 is the over under. What you got?
9-7 is what they end up, so I go over.
You think so?
Yeah. Over.
You're taking more?
Yeah. Okay. Not much, just like him. I think more than 8 wins, though. I think that's fair.
You think they win 10 games this year?
Don't push it.
Okay, so you're at 9 games or less.
9-7 right now.
All right, I've got them going 8-8.
Okay. Way to go, a-hole.
All right. There you go. There's your over-unders. We did that with 1 minute to spare before the break.
We
shattered
football,
that.
And you people we should got be the ecstatic because that's right. The way we do things. We aim to please. That's why with 2 in the books, 1 to go, we still have a whole lot of great show. Don't go anywhere. The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.